Jean Lamar, Now and Then in Nixon, Nevada, 1983, etching in aquatint with collage, collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, purchased with funds provided by the Orchard House Foundation. This print combines two found photographs. One is an historical image depicting four Northern Paiute war chiefs from Pyramid Lake, Nevada. Lamar describes them as protecting and preserving their homelands from white settlers. The second image is derived from a contemporary snapshot of young Native people socializing near an industrial gravel excavation pit on the outskirts of Pyramid Lake Paiute Reservation. Seeing the images side by side, according to Lamar, reveals how younger generations have become disconnected from sacred lands as a result of relocation and forced assimilation. Jean Lamar, Varnade Indian Cowboy, 1984. Etching with Hand Coloring, Collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, Museum Purchase. Varnade Indian Cowboy honors Native American men who challenge stereotypes by competing on the Indian rodeo circuit. Lamar describes these men as new warriors, respected for their strength and skill, but also for how they have adopted and subverted the Anglo-American rodeo tradition by claiming it for the indigenous community. With a bright purple bandana, a wide-brimmed black hat, and modern Varnay sunglasses, a popular 1980s brand, Lamar's Native cowboy is a modern-day hero. He's wearing Western attire, but he is a very modern Indian. His lenses reflect images of an eagle and two fighter jets. He's aware of what is happening to our earth. I call it spiritual power versus man-made power, Lamar says, reflecting on the warrior tendency these men carry into their contemporary lives. Purple Shaps, 1986, monoprint, collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, purchased with funds provided by the Orchard House Foundation. New Warriors. Lamar has long focused on issues related to stereotypes and representations of Native American women. However, she also works to acknowledge and honor Native American men. I hate to see how they have been treated and stereotyped themselves, Lamar says. She often describes Native American men as new warriors who combat cultural stereotypes, especially the cowboy and Indian myth of the American West that perpetuated the idea that Native American men were inferior to Euro-American men or cowboys. Jean Lamar, Gangster Indian, 1985, screen print, collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, purchased with funds provided by the Orchard House Foundation. Jean Lamar, Other Warriors, 1992, Mixed Media, Monoprint, collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, purchased with funds provided by the Orchard House Foundation. Jean Lamar, Some Kind of Buckaroo, 1990, screen print, collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, the Robert S. and Dorothy J. Kaiser Foundation, Art of the Greater West Collection Fund. This striking graphic screen print depicts a Native American buckaroo standing alongside barbed wire as two fighter jets pass overhead. The Spanish term vaquero, which eventually evolved into the word buckaroo, was generally used to describe cowboys of the Great Basin and West Coast before the word cowboy came into widespread use. He's standing on the earth, and I made that out of lace because Mother Earth is very delicate compared to the barbed wire. He's kept in, or caged out, however you see it, Lamar explains. America's Dark Side. In 1987, Lamar was invited to travel to New York to participate in an exhibition called We the People, organized on the occasion of the bicentennial of the signing of the first draft of the U.S. Constitution. The trip renewed her interest in America's political history. After her return to Santa Fe, Lamar began a series of large-scale monoprints on black paper critiquing American capitalism and questioning the nation's founding values. Traditional symbols of American freedom and hope, such as the Statue of Liberty, an eagle, and the American flag, appear alongside potential threats to those values. Her choice of black paper, enlivened only by subtle fields of blue and purple ink, signifies the dark message and mood she intended to convey. Jean Lamar, Seven from Hell, Columbus, the Priest, the Harlot, the Pimp, the Murderer, the Thief, and Satan, 1991 to 1992. Etching and Found Shoes, collection of Lynn Fenderson. Seven from Hell is Lamar's scathing indictment of colonization in the Americas. She first got the idea for the piece from an elder with whom she was discussing issues of colonization and the subjugation of Native American people. The elder explained to Lamar that all cultures have their own version of the seven deadly sins. The seven deadly sins are the Christian vices of pride, greed, wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, and sloth, which are contrary to heavenly virtues. The elder proceeded to share the Indian version of the seven deadly sins. Lamar's satirical illustration of the seven deadly sins in Seven from Hell was inspired by the story the elder told her. In her version, Christopher Columbus is followed by Jesus, the priest, Marilyn Monroe, the harlot, John Wayne, the pimp, U.S. Commander George Custer, the murderer, U.S. President Andrew Jackson, the thief, and finally, the devil himself. Beneath each portrait, Lamar places a pair of blood-stained shoes, suggesting they are all complicit when it comes to oppression and genocide of indigenous people in the Americas. When Marilyn Monroe is assigned a pair of high heels and John Wayne is given cowboy boots, Lamar leaves a pair of black tennis shoes for Columbus, who she notes sarcastically had to wear comfortable footwear on his long journey. Jean Lamar, I Heard the Song of My Grandmother, 1990, screen print, collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, purchased with funds provided by the Orchard House Foundation. This screen print honors the wisdom of indigenous elders across the Americas. It includes images of three Native American women based on historic photographs Lamar located during her research. Seated on the left is Lucy Norman, a Northern Paiute and Pitt River woman nicknamed Old Lucy, who purportedly lived to be 125 years old. To the far right, an unnamed Pitt River woman from Dixie Valley wears a beaded sash signifying she is a person of great honor. Lamar remembers working on this piece about her ancestors while at Self-Help Graphics and Art Center in downtown Los Angeles. One night, helicopters circled overhead, spraying insecticides to eradicate crop-destroying medflies that had invaded the area during the summer of 1990. To mark the incident, Lamar incorporated a fleet of helicopters transformed into human skulls. She recalls that the intrusion felt like an attack, and she remembers bonding with other Chicanx artists working alongside her at the time. Many of her Chicanx friends at the time were looking to strengthen connections to their own indigenous roots. One of them told Lamar the story of the mythical Aztec goddess Coyolwaki, who is associated with the moon and the Milky Way. Lamar included a reference to the Aztec deity in her own print. She was impressed by the story of how after Coyolwaki's death, her brother tossed her head into the sky to become the moon. Lamar took comfort in this story, just as she did the stories or songs of her own indigenous ancestors, and blended it into her visual narrative. Even with all the chaos, we must find our peace, Lamar says, of the message this screen print is intended to send. We can't become part of the chaos. We must remain one with the land.